Hello, buddy. Welcome to another episode of the App 19 Show. I'm your host, James. Now, today, we are going to explain about this. So, today, guys, we will be talking about Trippie Redd's recent release of his album, Exclamation. You get the point. Exclamation mark. Or point. It's really... Exclamation point. Exclamation mark. Whatever. Where you're from. Yeah. As you know, guys. Trippie Redd has recently brought out his album. Exclamation mark. On the 13th of this month. Now. You know. It's kind of odd. That's called exclamation mark, because as you know, X's last album before he died was called question mark. So it's quite strange, very odd. But yeah, so the reason why it's called exclamation mark is because he said, Trippie Redd himself, he said in a recent interview a few days after he released the album, he said that it was like a tribute to him, to X. Now, he was saying of how good he was, you know, that X apparently taught him, you know, how to sing, what to rap about, how to, like, bring it out properly, how to get people's attention and all that. And he was saying, you know, he was a great friend. And so this is a tribute to him and all that. But a lot of people was kind of like, okay, didn't you and X and 6ix9ine had like beef with like we each other? It's like 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd had beef, which was probably fake, let's be real. But the part of, you know, X and Trippie Redd having beef, I don't think they had beef. I just think because one time in a live stream on May 2018, a month before X died and got shot, Trippie Redd said that X was, you know, like a very, like, was like, he called him an N-word, and literally was being, you know, very rude about it. He was just saying that he was a bitch, and he said F-U-X, F-X, you know what I mean? So, you know, everybody was on about that. And also, a lot of people were actually saying that the album was quite bad. Now, I don't like the album personally, because I think he, like, it's a copy of really, I think it's kind of like a similar copy to Love Letter to You 3 and 2. I feel like it's a lot of, like, no, man. But I like at least over 5 songs on the album, which, you know, is half of the actual, you know, album. But, you know, it's most of the songs are just, you know, they don't really have a proper meaning. I'm not a big fan of it, really. So yeah. I also want to say, guys, like, if it's a tribute to X now, Trippie Redd. Now, I'm saying this towards Trippie Redd now. First of all, if you had, you know, a little bit of beef, and you were calling X, you know, like, literally the N-word or bitch, and saying F, X, and all that, nah, that's just not on. First of all, how can you bring out an album which is a tribute to X, and you're saying, you know, he taught you a lot of things and all that. Yeah, he might have done, but at the end of the day, before he died, you two were not on good, like good ranges, you know what I mean? You weren't on good, you know, lines with each other. You didn't really like, he didn't mind you. He didn't, X was a really, like, nice guy. He didn't mind anyone. He was the type of guy who was saying, guys, don't fight. But, man, you're the one who's trying to fight with him. You know what I mean? That's what happened at the end of May. Like, before he died. So, if you can, you know, go on Instagram, post a photo of you and X, and saying, I know this about the album, and all the criticism about the album, right? But I just want to say, me and X, you know, we text each other saying it was just a joke, or, you know, we won good lines before he died and all that. You know, can you at least do that? And if you weren't on good lines with each other before he died, then first of all, don't bring out my album. Know what I mean? It's just that's just like stupid of you. It's really to do that. It's kind of it makes no sense. But anyway, so guys, yeah. So guys, I also want to talk about Kodak Black. Now, as you know, TK47, or just TK, is facing, or not facing, but he's, you know, being charged 55 years in prison, right? For the involvement of the robbery back in 2016, and also the murder in the robbery of 2016, and also the charges from the men he abused while he was on the run. There's that. He's facing those 55 years in prison for that, and he's going to be eligible for parole in 27 years time. Now, as you know, there's a lot of people saying free TK, even though for the things that you've done. But I hardly see any people saying free Kodak Black anymore. As you know, Kodak Black was released from jail. I think it was, I don't know when, maybe it was last year? I'm not sure, man. But all I know is after he got released from jail, he changed his name to Billy, and he did a lot of funny things, you know. He tried to, you know, make his life better and all that, but really, he didn't do it very well. Now, as you know, back in March, I think it was May time. A few days after Nipsey Hussle died, Kodak Black went on live and had a live stream with his buddies. Now, in that live stream, as you know, I've already done like a podcast on this, he said that I would be the best man for Nippy's girl. I'm gonna show it okay and all that. Basically, he was hitting on Nipsey Hussle's wife a few days after he died. Now, that showed a lot of disrespect, and he hasn't really apologized for that. Now, in May, as you know, he was charged for, you know, weapon charges, you know what I mean, you know, and all that. He got done for weapon charges, and he's been in jail ever since. Now, it seems like a lot of people are not actually saying free Kodak Black anymore. You know what I mean? Now, as you know, he's from the streets, as most rappers are in America. But the only difference is, do you know any street rappers who are from their hoods, from their streets, who are featured on a Bruno Mars song, or who was featured on a song with Bruno Mars? You don't know any street artists who were featured on a song with Bruno Mars on it, because it's only him who's been on Bruno Mars, who's been working with Bruno Mars on a song, and he's from the streets, you know what I mean? Now, there was another rapper on the song. I don't remember this. I think it's like Fly. I'm so fly. I don't know what the song is. I know it's one of the lyrics or something. But I know that, but I don't know. But anyway, on that song, which I can't think of the name, there was himself, Kodak Black, there was Bruno Mars, and there was Gucci Mane. Now, as you know, Gucci Mane is from the streets, and he's, you know, faced a lot of all them and all that. Now, with him, you know, in an interview last year, he was in, like, GQ on The Rocks. That's basically a show on YouTube it basically shows off a bunch of rappers' jewelry and all that. He said that when he was in school, he would be, like, the only boy with a necklace or anything, you know? He was iced out from a young boy, he said. You know what I mean? Because his dad was a con man, you know, he'd get a bunch of jewelry and all this, a bunch of all that, trading and all that. Now, as you know, he's from the streets, like I said. But, guys, you know, he's not a really hard guy anymore, you know what I mean? He's, you know, settled down properly. He's, like, a very nice guy, real life, you know. He's always on social media tweeting about how our lives can be better. You know, he inspires people, he helps people, all that. Now, you know, he tries to inspire people and all that. He's a really inspiring guy. Now, he's from the streets, Kodak Black's from the streets, but they're literally opposite sides, literally. He's a very nice guy who's trying to inspire people, and Kodak Black is the, you know, a street guy who won't give none. You know what I mean? Now, what I'm trying to say is, guys, is that, like, you know, there's no people, no, it's like no one cares about Kodak Black anymore, man. He's literally, Christ, man, he's weird, man. Like, weapon charges, man. He's very, like, I don't mind, you know, I don't like most of his music, because I don't like his voice, really, Kodak Black's, because he used, you know, arse-tune and all that. But I like, I forgot one of the songs that he's featured on. But yeah, but like, I own like a few songs from him, really. But I still know who he is, you know what I mean? And for a person who's been released from jail, changed his name to Billy, tried to make his life better, but, you know, failed. Also, hits on another rapper's wife, even though that rapper's wife or that rapper is dead. You know what I mean? And also been featured on a very, very, very classic, you know, singer. And also worked with someone from the streets, but who's actually better than a normal person on the streets. And he's from the streets himself, and he won't change. That is Kodak Black. He hasn't done anything good, man. I'm trying to say, guys, it's like no one cares about him anymore, man. You know what I mean? I was just like, when he does get released from jail, what's going to happen? Is he still going to make music? Is people really going to, you know, I don't know. Like, you see TK saying free TK because all they want is their favorite rappers and just people to be, you know, free and make more music and make more content. They just want clout. Know what I mean? They just want bare music, man. They want it all, man. They want to hear good stuff. You know what I mean? But when it comes to someone who's actually more like a more popular artist, and people really enjoy, you see, you know, people saying free Kodak Black. Now, I know weapon charges, you know, isn't really, like, you know, it's like, you have weapons which you really shouldn't have, you know, yeah, but that's in America, isn't it? You see that a lot, but, and you're not getting any free Kodak Black anywhere, but for someone who actually, you know, been involved with a murder and who has abused and robbed and just went on the run and who has now 50 years in prison is actually getting people who are saying free TK. Know what I mean? It's just mind-blowing, really, because from being involved with a murder and being charged with robbing and abuse and you know, being on the run is getting more, you know, people saying free. It's very, very different for someone to be locked up in prison because of weapon charges and who's not saying, and for people not saying free. It's just very, very, it's just very odd situation, really, man. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. See you in the next podcast. Goodbye. Peace.